Time's up. That big ring-shaped formation in Central Africa is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Scientists are still investigating whether the formation could have been left behind by a meteorite crash. John Spray directs the Planetary and Space Science Center at the University of New Brunswick in Canada. Professor Spray, does this giant ring in the Democratic Republic of Congo look to you like it is an impact crater?
Well, if you look at it from space, it's certainly a quite impressive circular structure. But in order to prove the presence of an impact crater on Earth, we have to have additional evidence. So right now, it's a possibility, but it's not proven.
Right. And it was Italian researchers who discovered this ring formation. What other additional pieces of information do they need to find to convince you that it's an impact crater?
Well, not only impact craters are circular, but we can have volcanoes. And we can have giant masses of liquid rock punching through the crust of the Earth to form what we call, as geologists, plutons or batholiths. And these too can be circular. And even glacial systems can create circular forms, such as kettle holes or pingos. So there's lots of different ways of making a circular structure. So what we need to do is to get down on the ground in the Congo and take some rock samples.
And this ring formation is 25 miles in diameter. Are any of the things you just mentioned things that could have caused a hole that big?
Well, it's a good question. And what we look for as impact geologists are specific criteria. And these would include the presence of certain special features. One of these we call shatter cones. Typically, they're about a foot long and about half a foot in width. And these form cone-shaped, a little bit like a wizard's hat, and these are only formed by shock waves moving through the rock. So we would look for shatter cones. We'd also look for high-pressure polymorphs. What are those? Well, for example, diamond is a high-pressure polymorph. If we have a meteorite striking the Earth, the shock wave from that high-speed impact can actually convert graphite to diamond. So we would go in the field there, go out into the bush, and try and sample rocks, and we would then look for diamonds or other high-pressure phases.
Sounds like a trip to Congo is in order for you.
Well, yes, and that begs an interesting question because we run the Earth Impact Database here out of the University of New Brunswick, which is a list of all the impact craters on Earth. And we get several requests, several emails every week from people who are watching their computer screens and plying over the surface of our planet with Google Earth instead of watching TV. And they send an email saying, hey, I found this circular structure in the Sahara Desert or in South America. Is it an impact crater? Can you help us? It's a great way to actually survey the planet for potential craters. And what I need to have is a sort of SWAT team with Hercules with a helicopter in the back of it so we can fly out and go and do an investigation. But of course, you know, some of these areas are so remote,
right?
They're difficult to get to. So we have a huge list of wannabe impact craters that we really need to investigate. We just don't have the time or resources to do it.
Remind us what the biggest impact craters are on Earth that we know about.
Yeah, just to give a little context, all the planets in our solar system were pummeled and hit by asteroids and comets, particularly during the early evolution of our solar system, and that rate of impact has fallen off slowly as these large lumps of rock have been sort of vacuumed up by the gravity fields of the planets. However, they still come in, and the last large one to come in was what we call the Chicxulub event. This was 65 million years ago and is widely held to be responsible for wiping out the dinosaurs and many other species and actually paving the way for mammals and us to come to the fore in terms of evolution. Now, in the past, we've had much larger events than Chicxulub. The largest one on Earth we know of is the Vredefort crater in South Africa, and that's about 300 kilometers in diameter.
Well, the giant ring that is in the Democratic Republic of Congo was seen, ironically, by these Italian scientists through deforestation. That's how it's visible in the satellite photos, which we have posted on our website, theworld.org. John Spray with the Planetary and Space Science Center at the University of New Brunswick in Canada. Very good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.